4 years ago, three villagers were shot dead by state police. They had stood to oppose Canada's largest aluminium provider, Alcan, in the Kashipur region of India. In memory, the resistance continues and has reached Montreal.
Their entire way of living. And that police repression carries on until today. We just got a report from independent media in Bhuvaneshwar and Orissa that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of police deployed in the villages. There's no communication between villages. It's been impossible to get updates from the rally in Bagdijola, one of the villages there. All we know is that 5,000 to 7,000 people have gathered to commemorate the deaths of Raghunath, Damodar, and Abhilash Jodhia. But we can't get any more information because police have blocked all communication by telephone and fax. We know that convoys from around India and the rest of Orissa, as well as international observers, have attempted to get into the villages, but they also have been blocked. Their jeeps have been stoned, and many people have been beaten up, including sitting members of the Legislative Assembly in Orissa, including media from Orissa, statewide daily media, as well as an international observer from Spain. This is totally unacceptable. No one can enter the villages of Kashipur. No one can leave the villages of Kashipur. An 11-year-old boy is missing and is being detained secretly by police. An 11-year-old boy. On December 1st, 500 armed police entered one village, Karal, and tried to inaugurate an access road and lay the foundation for a police barrack. 500 armed police, accompanied by the police superintendent and the district collector, who is the highest level bureaucrat of the entire district. 400 people in the local village spontaneously gathered to block the building of that access road. They were tear gassed and charged. 16 of them have been critically injured, and 6 of them are still in detention with no medical attention whatsoever. 2 weeks later. This is completely unacceptable. The convoys that were stoned and the people who were beaten up by company officials who are on the UAIL payroll, i.e. they are on Alcan's payroll. Alcan has a 45% share in UAIL, and the two people who are responsible for stoning and beating up media, independent observers, and MLAs are being paid by Alcan of Montreal. This is totally unacceptable.
Why have you come out to the protest today?
I've come out because we need some solidarity with the people who are trying to oppose this mining project. Basically, I think that if corporations want to have the rights of individuals, they should at least have a conscience. And Alcan knows about the brutality that's going on in Kashipur and should voice some opposition to it.
What would it be for a corporation to have a conscience?
That's a difficult one because it's hard to think of a corporation as an entity, but basically the people who run corporations are human. Like, they've got to, it's impossible that they don't see the suffering that their actions are causing. And I guess every person has to decide, what are they willing to support? And what do they stand for? And the people involved in this corporation need to say no to the oppression that is resulting from their interest in Kashipur. And that's what having a conscience is, realizing the social impacts of your economic endeavors.
Okay. If you have the opportunity to go in today and hand off on one of these flyers to Michael Hanley yourself, will you take that opportunity?
Definitely. Definitely.
Why did you come out to the protest today?
Well, I came to the protest because, well, I know Alcan does good work. I know they've been building a really solid campaign. They've just recently started hiring personnel to really carry on a really full-fledged active campaign. I've been really encouraged by the work they've been doing lately. Just in some of the work I do, it's good ideas, right? They're a good group. On a personal level, Alcant is a group I want to support. I also came because I know that it's important that there be as many people as possible at demonstrations like this, especially at corporate entities where they make profits from people's dead bodies on the ground, and that people need to know, especially in Montreal. Alcant has this, fucking family image, Alcan, the people who bring you aluminum foil that lets you wrap your kids' lunches and go to school, shit like that, right? Anything we can do to tarnish the Alcan image in Montreal is something that needs to get done. The more people, I'm just one more body, just one more person holding a sign, but I mean, they need one more people, all the time, right? That's why I'm here today. I know what's happening in Kajipur is, it's brutal, right? It's what's happening to indigenous people all over, all over the world, right? They're being exploited for profits of corporations, this is a really solid initiative, and so I'm glad that, I'll support the people in Kajipur, Alcant in India, as long as Alcant is busy and is reaping huge profits from people's livelihoods, their land, and from genocide, money for genocide. I'll do anything I can to stop that.
We've heard rumors that there are possibly some Congress MLAs who might come out against the Utkal Alumina project, or at least raise the issue in the assembly. Could you give us an update on that?
Yeah, the Congress MLAs are also raising issues. Apparently, those who have differences with the present Congress leadership, and the Congress is not at all with the people in Kashipur. Otherwise, their district leaders won't have joined the all-party initiative against the tribals of Kashipur. Their district leader is fully with the Utkal Alumina group, and they are also receiving kickbacks, and they are also, fully supporting Utkal Alumina initiatives over there.
Are people still being detained by police who have participated in the attempt to stop the inauguration? The people are being arrested indiscriminately. Could you give us an update on that?
Yes, people have. Yeah, they haven't released people so far. Six people who somehow managed to get bail day before yesterday, they have been sent back to Kashipur, though there is no jail in Kashipur. So there is a speculation that the six people will again be booked under some false cases, and they will be again sent to jail because they haven't been released as yet, though the magistrate has given them bail. And they are arresting people every day. So far, they have made 14 arrests. And the whereabouts of Ajit Maji, that young boy, they took him away from Tangasil's heart, weekly heart. The whereabouts of him is yet to be known.
He's an 11-year-old boy, isn't that correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Could you explain what the company is saying in terms of an estimated construction date for UAIL to begin construction?
No, they don't have any date, but there is an instruction from the Chief Minister's office that the Chief Minister is interested to inaugurate, to launch the UL project in January. And the Chief Minister has said he will do it at any cost. Doesn't matter, whatever happens to people over there. So he has given it in the House of Odisha Legislative Assembly that he won't tolerate any kind of dissent, any resistance to industrialization in Odisha. And he will deal with them very firmly. And he has ordered his district collectors to deal with any protester, anybody opposing industrialization with firm hand. and the collectors and SPs are just carrying out his orders.
Okay, Sudhir, thank you very much. We're going to have to stop here. We have to go to Alcan right now, where this update is going to be broadcast to the public and to the Canadian media. Is there anything else you would like to add? Any pertinent information you'd like to add to this update?
See, this kind of brutality, no people in the world having respect for democracy and human rights can afford to tolerate. And what is Alkan doing at present? What is Alkan, you know, doing in collaboration with Aditya Birla, who have serious human rights records in the country, is just intolerable. Nobody having some respect for democracy and human rights will at all allow this to happen. And the tribals of Kasipur, they have been resisting peacefully, so they have paid their lives, they have been tortured, they have been harassed, but yet they haven't resorted to violence. And, you know, this is a test of presence of the tribals. So, you know, anything should be done to stop Alkan from proceeding in such a mad way.
Thank you, Sudhir. Could you once again just repeat your full name and your credentials?
Sudhir Patnaik of Independent Media.
In Bhuvaneshwar, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Sudhir. We'll call you back.
In India, as I said, has been organizing for a year and a half, and we don't expect to be organizing for too much longer because the case for Alcan's divestment is absolutely crystal clear. As you can see from that banner over there, which is made by children in the village of Maikunj, where the three people were killed, Alcan is a direct target of the People's Movement in Kashipur. Currently, Alcan has no operations in India, has no public base whatsoever in India. They were invested in this corporation called Indal for about 40 years, which is now, and they divested when Aditya Birla, which is a huge industrial corporation, bought out Indal from Alcan. Indal is the 55% shareholder in the rest of the project. This project really has no legs to stand on. When it was initially initialized in 1993, there were three investors: Tata Industries, Indal, and Norsk Hydro. The plan was that Norsk Hydro would provide the financing, Tata would provide the Indian contacts, Indal through Alcan would provide the technology. Since then, because of the delay of the 12 years that it's taken to initiate this project, Tata has divested. Because after the shootings in 2001, Norsk Hydro has divested. So now there's Alcan and Indal. Indal supposedly will provide the Indian contacts, namely police corruption, political corruption. Alcan will provide the technology and financing. What's clear from us so far, that Alcan has really no idea what's going on the ground. They're getting all their information from Aditya Birla. We've had meetings directly face-to-face with Alcan, and they delay them every time until they can have a meeting with Aditya Birla in India. We really feel if Alcan had any idea what was going on in Kashipur, if they really knew the extent of the police repression, they would immediately divest. And that's really the purpose of our campaign, to get this correct information into Alcan's hands. But it's very, very difficult. The companies in India, as I said, have blocked all media access and all foreign observers into the area. And likewise, they have a corporate spin to all the events that happen in Kashipur. The claim that 10 to 15,000 people are supporting the mine, which is a major claim of the public relations department of Alcan right now, is totally false. It has no basis. That's what they're telling the media. That's what they're telling. They told the Devoir, they told La Presse. They're telling everybody that 10 to 15,000 people in the region of Kashipur support this mine. They forget to say that on October 19th, 5,000 people, local peoples, gathered against the mine. And that today, you won't hear this from Alcan, but 5 to 7,000 people, despite police repression stopping travel between village and Kashipur, have gathered against this mine, despite the threat of severe police violence, including many of the police deployed have been accompanied by magistrates. Magistrates are the only ones who can authorize police firing, like the one that happened in 2000. Magistrates have been deployed particularly for this purpose, so that firing can be a possibility. We have no idea if more people have been killed in Kashipur today. It's very possible. If not, it's very possible they've been tear gassed and brutally beaten, indiscriminately detained, and many of the leaders of the movement have been issued unbailable arrest warrants. Not only leaders in the movement, but also supporting NGOs in the area who have a clear anti-mining status have been targeted both by politicians and by the corporations. This is not a sustainable situation. This is not a situation that Alcan wants the public to know about. That's why Michael Hanley is not coming down today. Shame on Michael Hanley.
Shame!
Hand over Hanley! Hand over Hanley!
Genocide is fucked up business!
Genocide is fucked up business!
Genocide is fucked up business!
Alcan out of India!
Alcan out of India!
What were you hoping to achieve by coming out to the protest today?
I was hoping that we would see Michael Hanley, the CEO of Bauxite and Alumina of Alcan, but he didn't have the guts to come out and face the people. My hope was that Alcan would open its eyes and ears to what the situation is actually, what is actually going on in Kashipur, India. Just check out, you know, the latest news articles and really see what's happening with the repression of the people there and why indigenous people are standing up against this project. And finally, my ultimate goal was to get Alcan to divest from this project and realize that there are people in Montreal, where its headquarters are, that are very concerned about a Canadian company's involvement in such a project.